Welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 26 of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilwagi. With me, as always, is Tim. How's it going, Tim?
Hey, all right. Super good. How are you, Steve?
Again, doing well. For some reason, I got off work and laid down for half a second and then woke up like an hour later. It's like, oh, well, that's weird.
Nice time travel.
I know. I don't like that time travel.
Have awoken in the future.
I would much rather awaken in the past. But since we are in the future, we have numbers and stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to lose like a third of our content of complaining about not having the numbers, because here they are.
And we're going to lose out on a lot of bets. We can actually get rid of some bets and get some stuff done early, I guess.
Yeah, yep, that's true.
If you're not aware, recently this past weekend, for some reason they've been posting a lot lately. You know, did you see the photos of them out to lunch, the World Cup people? They're out to lunch, and then one guy had his car full of the pitches.
Oh, I didn't see that one. That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Car was completely full of pitches. Not a single box or bag in
just
anywhere.
Just in there. And
they were just everywhere. And it's just like, I don't know how you do that. That's just, I can't do that.
That's funny.
A couple of things they did release were the numbers. So we have a breakdown of the nationalities of the attendees, full count of the attendees, and the races.
Yeah, very exciting.
See, first thing first, looks like we have 2,234 teams attending the World Cup.
Yeah, I thought they'd said at one point that there were 2,300 players.
I think they were hoping to get to 2,300.
Maybe they were just hoping. Yeah. Very close, and obviously, you know, like 50% bigger than the last World Cup that was huge.
Yeah, last one, I mean, so, we were at 1,400 and some, almost 15. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, monstrous.
I guess we
Hopefully
can take bets.
Debacle.
Yeah, as I say, I bet this episode might just be, do they pull it off?
Right. Do all nine rounds happen?
Yeah, that...
I'm sure they will.
Let's not joke.
They'll do a great job. Yes.
I'm sure they will. It's just, we want to make sure.
Yeah, right.
So you want to go
a big
over
undertaking.
Some of the nationalities and just do like a quick breakdown? Or?
Yeah, sure. So I guess looking at the chart here, obviously by far number one is Spain. No surprise.
No, kind of could have guessed that, yeah.
Yeah, about a third of the teams, 874. Then I guess the next two teams, really the next four teams, are all exactly who I think they would be. France up next, then England, Italy, and Germany, which are all, you know, very close to Spain and stalwart Blood Bowl countries. So that all makes sense to me. But following those up with 80 teams is the U.S., which is...
That's a shock.
Or 80 players. We keep saying teams.
Well, that's what they say, teams. So
yes.
It's not squads. It's teams.
Right.
So
yes.
80 coaches.
Yeah. 80 coaches. So that's a ton.
Which is I mean, I know, I really only know, like, for sure, like, three squads. And that's 18 people?
I know of four now after Gen Con, because I discovered another squad. But, and that's only like a third of them.
Yeah. Who's all these other people?
Right. Yeah. It's awesome.
I don't know. It's weird. So if you... I'm sure someone has to know, and sadly, I think probably my roommate, Craig, probably would know, since he was handling some of the stragglers and trying to get them on squads, but that's a lot of U.S. people.
Yeah. Yeah. How come I can't get 80 people at my tournaments?
Yeah. Pretty much. But
maybe that's me and not them.
I mean, that's less than the number of Floridians going to Chaos Cup.
It's true. They have like nine teams for this World Cup.
I have no idea.
I'm sure they have at least one, obviously. Maybe even two.
I don't know if they do. Oh, wait, no. One is, yeah, for sure, because they're taking a zine.
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Right.
They might have two. That could make, I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, who knows?
Moving on from there, we've got Sweden and Denmark, then Poland, Canada. Canada's got 28. That's respectable.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Portugal has 26, and they're right next door. Guessing there's just not a lot of people in Portugal.
Oh, and you know, like that actually solves an issue here, because the guy I talked to at Gen Con said he was on a mixed Canada-US team, so that's why these aren't dividing out by six, I suppose.
That would make sense, yeah.
Yeah.
So 108 divided by six. Yeah. I'm sure there's people going places.
Yeah, yeah.
See. Netherlands.
I would have thought more Portugal. Maybe it's just not that popular there, but
I'm guessing so.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. See, we got Belgium, Malta at 24.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people from Malta.
Yeah, four teams from Malta.
Austria's awesome. 22. Then we got Australia, Finland, Norway, Scotland, Ireland, Hungary, Switzerland, Czech Republic, Lithuania, Slovenia, Andorra with six.
Yeah, they got a team from Andorra. That's awesome.
Wales. Just straight up Wales.
Yeah. Would have thought. I know there's Blood Bowls, a lot of popularity in Wales, but.
Yeah. Bulgaria, Brazil, Chile. So nice to see some South Americans.
Yes.
Greece.
I assume that's a combo team, but I don't know.
Probably. There's a little bit more later on. Mm-hmm. New Zealand, Armenia, Monaco. We start getting into ones. One from Armenia, one from Monaco, Northern Ireland, Turkey, Uruguay, and one guy from Ukraine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So one guy from Go ahead.
I just wonder if that's the guy who was broadcasting some matches and stuff.
Probably.
Lately from there. Yeah.
If he needs to identify himself, and we need to make sure that he doesn't have to buy a meal or a drink all weekend.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
That's a mission from everyone out there. If you find him, point him out, and we'll see what we can do. And load him up with stuff to send back to the peeps there.
That's right.
But overall, it's a very nice spread. Again, 874 from Spain.
Yeah.
Like, that's half of the last World Cup.
Right, just from Spain. Like, if the World Cup were in the U.S., do you think they'd generate 874 players with much more population?
From the U.S.?
I don't know.
No.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Are there 874 players in the U.S.?
Yeah.
I mean, tournament attendees, I guess.
Oh, well, probably about exactly.
Yeah. I know we have more players, but the tournament levels, it's big. I mean, obviously, we got how many at Chaos Cup this year?
Is it 200 and some?
223.
Yeah,
and
it's sold out.
Yeah. So. It's like 220, so obviously we got a decent number. It's a big enough event to draw people who wouldn't normally go.
Right.
So,
I'd imagine 400 some, but this is like double that.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Good on them.
Very much so.
It's awesome.
Any other comments or thoughts about nationalities? Not sure what else we can say.
I don't think so. Honestly, the U.S. is probably the biggest outlier surprise country on here for number of teams and players, I'd say.
I thought we would see more from France.
Still a lot, but...
I hope they're not boycotting. Like, I don't...
Huh. Oh, because they didn't win the bid?
Because they didn't win the bid, yeah.
Hmm.
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
But they're right there, and I know they have a large grouping, but...
I guess I could have seen more from England.
That too.
Potentially. Yeah. Still a lot. But.
It is. Well, let's go from real nationalities to fantasy nationalities.
Yeah. The relevant, exciting part.
Yeah. Surprising literally nobody. First is Dark Elf.
Boy, I guess it slightly surprised me. I thought Skaven might come in number one, but...
Yeah.
Dark Elf's coming in crushingly in first place.
Yep, at 209 teams.
Yeah, I mean, almost 10%.
And then we've got Skaven at 166. The next four are kind mm-hmm. of lumped together with a yeah. difference of 13. So we've got Skaven, Shambling Undead, Orc, and Lizardmen.
Yep, all teams I'd expect to be near the top, certainly. I mean, popular teams in tournaments all the time and solid in these rules.
Yeah, Orc and, I mean, they're just boring, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know, I like Lizardmen. Orc is just, I've never loved Orcs, so.
Sure.
Dropping off a little bit, next we have at 128 and 127, Necro and Underworld.
Yeah. And Underworld's really crushing it in win rate at tournaments under these rules. So
yeah,
well, you'd think maybe they could sneak a little higher. I don't know, maybe the specific rules of the event are holding them back slightly. I don't know.
They're stacked. Like, that's going to be a great team to go up against. They've got, you've got everything they're you so need, good. And they're just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Next grouping at 101 and 99 are Norse and Dwarf. They're right next to each other.
Yeah, and Dwarf obviously is something I thought might even be a little higher than this. And really, Norse might be the biggest surprise of this entire list to me, or at least near it. I did not think they would be in the top 10 teams.
It's because of the new models.
Yeah, you're probably, I mean, the team redesign. I mean, both those things.
Yeah, exactly. It's people want to try them out. They're used to them, kind of. They want to play with the new stuff. They want to mm-hmm. have an excuse to get the new stuff and paint it up. And, I mean, that's why I'm doing it.
Sure. And, I mean, I don't know if maybe people think they're good against the expected Dark Elf and Skaven teams that seemed like they were going to be at the top or not. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. See, the next grouping, it's kind of interesting how these all kind of group together.
Really, yeah.
Chaos Dwarf and Khorne are at 90 and 87.
Yeah.
Seems high for Khorne.
Also, like, yeah, they're probably actually the biggest surprise to me here, even more than Norse. Like, I would have thought they'd be more in the 50s, like, I guess, spoiler alert, like regular Chaos are, but
yeah,
maybe they're the secret tech. I don't know.
I think it might just be because you got people who just want to bash and they don't want to think.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you and I and most of our squad, pretty much not drinkers. You know, we're not looking to go and have 3 days of drinking and, you know, frivolities and goofing off. A lot of people just want to go get drunk and bash some skulls, and that's the team to do it.
Throw some black dice. Yeah, could be. They also, like you said, with Norse, just had a new team, really nice-looking team, so.
The next pairing is Wood Elf and Amazon at 76 and 74.
Yeah. I thought maybe Amazon might be higher since they're the most recent release. But
I figured they'd be higher, again, with the most recent release plus the 4-strength ball carrier.
There's a lot of debate on whether people think they're better or worse now, certainly. So
I don't get it. What's the argument for worse? Just the less amount of dodge?
Yeah. They have less block and less strength chart access, and they're more expensive overall, so. I know a lot of people think they're a worse tournament team now and maybe better in leagues. And I could buy that. They seem
fair.
Good in this to me.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that now that you mention it, but that's my next team I'm getting done, I think. I have an idea for one, and I already contacted someone. I'm like, hey, would you like to do this for me? They're like, sure. I was like, I want to do it this way. They're like, oh, awesome. Yes. So that'll probably be a year before I get them done, but
sure, right.
Next pairing, Human and Chaos Renegade, 70 and 69.
Yeah, right in the middle there. Human's not really a surprise to me. It's just an easy team to get and to play, so being middling's about right. But
mm-hmm.
I feel like this Chaos Renegade is because they're tier 4 and people think they're going to be good.
Yes.
And like you said, maybe it's a bash team that you get the most skills with.
Yeah, for sure. Off on its lonely old island by itself is Tomb King at 59.
Yeah. I
seems
feel
like a lot.
A real dark horse.
Yeah.
For these rules. Like, I don't know. They seem like a good fit, maybe, but we'll see.
Again, I think it's one of those teams that you really got to be good with. And if
you're
not,
definitely.
You know, like not someone forgiving. Like Spider could take him because he mm-hmm. takes him to Chaos Cup all the time and he'll dominate. But you take someone like, you know, a good coach who hasn't played them, then just not going to do well because it's such a kind of oddball team.
Yeah, and you can't, I mean, you can't make mistakes and have to reposition. That isn't going to happen.
No. And you cannot lose the ball. Once you get the ball, do not lose the ball.
Yes.
Next grouping would be Chaos Chosen, Halfling, and Black Orc at 50, 49, and 46.
Yeah. I kind of where I'd expected Halflings to show up, maybe a little higher than I expected for Chaos Chosen, and definitely higher than I thought for Black Orcs. I do not like them in these rules at all. Maybe it's just the fact they're in the starter set, or
I think
maybe
so.
I'm just wrong, but...
Starter set, bash.
Great models, though.
Yeah. Halfling is our first stunty team to show up.
Yeah.
And well higher than the rest, obviously.
Yes. I mean, definitely the stunty team that I think works the best in these rules.
Yeah. Next grouping, well, kind of pretty much everything is sorted together until the end. We got Imperial Nobility at 35, Elf Union 32, High Elf at 31, Old World at 31, Snotling at 30, and we'll just deal with those right now. Two Elf teams, not doing so hot.
No, I mean, that move to Tier 2 definitely really cooled people on the Elf teams, and even the Wood Elves not high on this list, too. And I think that kind of, like, these low numbers for the other Elf teams really show, and the high numbers for Dark Elves, I bet in a lot of Elf specialists abandon the other Elf teams for the ones that don't care about passing.
Yep. Yeah, like last time I took Elf Union, and there's no way I would take him again this time. Now, they don't
maybe
have access to Jordel.
Three.
Yeah, if they were two or three and had more skills, maybe, but the lack of Jordel is what hurts it for me. And then just the inability to even have the option of passing, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, the tiering definitely matters, because if you look at, like, Euro Bowl, High Elves was one of the most popular teams, but they were Tier 4 in those rules, so way under-tiered. Now they're Tier 2. Is that over-tiered? I don't know. It is for getting them to show up anyway.
That's for sure. What I stop with? High Elf?
Old World Alliance,
no, Old World,
and Snotlings.
Yeah, Old World, Snotlings, second one. That makes sense. They're a good team. They're annoying. And people like to play them.
Yeah, I feel like both of those aren't a huge surprise to be that low. I guess I thought maybe there'd be a little bit more Old World Alliance and a little bit more players overall. So that's why the 50 seemed like around the over-under to me, but definitely a little bit under. So.
Yep. We got Nurgle at 26, Goblin at 23, Ogre at 21, and Slaan at 19. I mean, they're all kind of crap teams. Slaan's good. I mean, but again, Slaan's a very risky team, and you have to be good with them.
And I believe they're Tier 2, which
you also need the skills.
It's just not quite enough skills, and it's hard to get that doubles for guard when you have that few of them. You know, if they were Tier 3, I think they'd be much more popular.
I could definitely see that.
A little more Nurgle than I would have thought, and a little less Ogre, I guess, so...
A little less narrow. Yeah. Sounds like a song.
Yes. Bad song.
Yeah. But Nurgle, people love him. Some people. Not many.
Yeah.
And Ogre, I think the lower number for Ogre is if you're going to go for a bash team, there are better options.
Yeah. Yep. You know? And Halflings are just probably the better stunty team in these rules, too. So.
And finally, last team with 11 is Vampire.
I'm not a big surprise to me. Definitely one of the three or so teams I would have thought would be in this spot.
Yeah, but they're a good team.
Yeah, they're not bad. And these rules aren't super favorable to them. Even with them being Tier 4, they can't do a lot of multi-skill players. And
yeah, that's true.
It's hard to fit in the stars, too. And their best star takes extra skills being Wilhelm. So, I mean, if you're good with vampires, you can do well with them. But... you really have to be good with vampires.
And it takes a lot of rolling dice and hoping you don't get bad rolls and stuff. So
right.
Totally makes sense.
And there's no team for them. I mean, they haven't had a release in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, like, what's the highest team here that's not an official team? Is it Chaos Dwarves?
Yeah, it'd have to be, right?
So, I mean, they're the only real unofficial team that had a huge turnout.
Yeah, and they're just really good still.
Yeah, right. Hmm. So I'm sure that affects things when there's, you know, no real team. That's got to matter to some.
Mm-hmm. Any other surprises along the way?
No, I don't know. I think we kind of talked about everything I was surprising to me.
So. Yeah. It's a nice diversity. It's nice to see everything show up.
Yeah, everything at least double digits.
Yeah.
So.
And
with the most popular team only being less than 10%, you probably won't play them every round.
Probably will.
Yeah, you probably will.
knowing our luck, but.
Well, only one person will have to.
Yeah.
That's team tournament for you.
I mean, I'm kind of, like, I don't want to jinx things, but, I mean, Skaven's not a bad matchup. You know, they can dance around you, but if you take enough tackle and you position well and you just beat the crap out of them, you can do okay.
Yep. Everybody likes to play against Skaven.
Until they beat you 3-0.
Yeah, but then a lot of times you lose. Yeah. Or they out-injure you by a lot, too, because they can do that.
Yeah, they can. Like, it's real frustrating.
I actually like playing against Norse with Skaven just because you can win that casualty battle sometimes. And mm-hmm. if it's like 7-on-7, usually your 7 are the better 7.
That's for sure. Well, I think that's all I got. Final chance? Anything?
Yeah. No, I was very, very excited. I'm really glad they put out the numbers finally. So I love going into stuff like this. I can't wait till I'm assuming like last time they're going to allow access to the actual rosters and everything that people took in advance. And I can't wait for that. Maybe they won't though. I mean, it's only a month to go. So
yeah,
they did
that
months in advance last time. So.
And that was a lot of the software last time too.
Yes,
and this is probably different software, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, you can look at your team's rosters very easily on there. So
yeah,
if they wanted to allow it, I'm sure you could look at everybody's. I guess I haven't gone into it to see if you can. Maybe I egg on my face and you can.
I'm pretty sure you can, but
but I don't think you can.
We'll check that. If we are wrong, we'll let you know next episode. For right now, I'm just going to say goodbye, and you can have the last word.
Hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.